Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Line to right field, on the run is Bellinger. He dives and makes the play, and the Yankees win 4-3 on a sparkler by Cody Bellinger, and the Yankees sweep the Royals.
He's going to play that on a loop for my friend Nate Geary. He's a big Royals fan. Yanks. I know.
Heck with the Yankees. I hate them, Sal. What are you talking about the Yankees for?
There's a lot of love or a lot of hate out there. I get it, right? I'm a Yankee fan. Happy to say. And last night, though, they had a sweeping series win? Game-winning to sweep? They won, and they swept the Royals last night over a three-game series, and they needed that because they'd entered the game. They'd lost a series of the Giants, and they really needed it, and Judge hits a home run in the eighth. He went 10 games without a home run. He still got 7 already in the year, I think. So just shows you how good of a hot start he's been on. And I like this Yankees team. I do. They're going to have to grind some victories, though, like they have. They're just going to blow teams away early in the season. They get on that huge home run streak, and they can hit. But, man, when the power shortage is happening, you know, they have to figure out how to score some runs. But that's every team in a lot of ways. And obviously they're pitching, right? Just no Louis Heel right now for a little while. We know no Gerrit Cole all season. But Bellinger, boy, he has been really nice to have in the field. And then Paul Goldschmidt has been awesome at the plate for the Yanks. Paul Goldschmidt, what is up with this dude? He is, what is Paul Goldschmidt? How, let me just see his age. Is he 30? I want to get his right age here. I thought he was 34. Maybe older than that. 37. 37 years old. He's off to a great start for the Yankees, and he's really helped stabilize their lineup a little bit here. He's hitting, 348 so far through this season. Now, Bellinger isn't hitting like that, but what he does is he can play anywhere in the field, and what the Yankees have done here, and this is really great, and I think why Judge is in for maybe another MVP season, the way he started off. He had another great night last night, Judge. But Judge now doesn't have to play center field as much because they have Trent Grisham, who's a good center fielder, and they have Bellinger, who can play right field. He can do a lot of different things. Judge normally plays right field, but they have options out there in right field, and Judge, doesn't have to play every night in the field. He does a lot still, mostly, but when he does, he's not playing center field, and that's less wear and tear on his body. So I just like the way this team is kind of made up about the parts. So that's been nice to see for the Yankees. Nice win last night for the Yankees, though. And I was looking over the MLB standings, and one of the things I do now, and I would do this occasionally, like over the years, but I do it a lot more now this year. I see where the Mets are because of Juan Soto. And I'm like, okay, what is Soto doing? And Soto leaving the Yankees and going to the Mets obviously was a bit of a gut punch. I like how the Yankees responded, what they did. Like I said, I think they've done a nice job of putting together a little bit of a, maybe a better team, actually, even though they don't have the high-end talent with Soto. But I am looking at Soto and look at the Mets, right? They have the exact same record. Yankees and Mets have the exact same record. Now, it's only been 18 games, each of them. They're both 11-7 after 18 games. Now, here are the Blue Jays, 11-8 right behind the Yankees. Yanks now in Tampa tonight and for the next four games. And the Yankees are playing Tampa at the Yankees spring training site, Steinbrenner Field, because the Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg was damaged by the hurricane last year. It was damaged so severely they cannot play baseball there this year. So the Rays are actually playing their home games this year at Steinbrenner Field, where the Yankees have spring training. So the Yankees are going down there for an away game, an away series, but it's their home. And it kind of sucks for Tampa, right? I mean, like, I know, I'm a Yankee fan. Oh, this is great because it gives them a little bit more of a competitive advantage than they might have otherwise not had. I guess, maybe. Who knows? You know, there's a lot of Yankee fans anyway go to St. Pete, but it just kind of sucks for the Rays, you know, for that to have to happen, to play the Yankees like that. But that's what's happening now. And I've been looking at the standings. It's interesting. Yankees are tied right now with the Texas Rangers for the best record in the American League. If you go to the National League, I'd probably say to you, hey, who has the best record in the National League? Your first instinct might be, oh, it's the Dodgers. They had this incredible 8-0 start. They were great. They've actually gone, like, 8-6 since then. They're 14-6 overall. And here's what's crazy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Evan, do you follow baseball a lot? I don't even know. What team do you root for?
Oh, I'm a Yankee fan.
Okay, you are.
I don't follow baseball as much as you do.
Okay, no, but that's okay. Do you know if I told you this, how crazy is this? The NL West has three teams playing over 700 baseball. The Padres are 15-4. The Giants are 13-5. The Dodgers are 14-6. It's amazing.
I know. That wouldn't surprise me at all because I honestly think that the NL West has the best teams is probably the hardest division, and you just laid out the three big teams, the Dodgers.
It's crazy.
The Giants.
I mean, the Diamondbacks are really good. They're 11-7. They're 6-11 baseball, the percentage-wise. It's amazing.
They won the World Series a couple of years ago.
That's right. That's right. And Torey Lovullo has a Buffalo connection. Married somebody from Buffalo. Used to be in the Bison's organization. So, man, the Padres, the Giants, the Dodgers, and the Diamondbacks. Man, that is a murderer's row of a division right there. And then you have the Rockies at 3-15. Joe has a Rockies bet. What is it? The Rockies won't win more than 60 games?
58 games, somewhere 58? Around there.
He's on track. They're 3-15 right now. 3-15. What are the Braves doing? 5-13. If you haven't looked at baseball standings, now these can flip. Baseball is so crazy, 162 games. They've only played less than 20. But just go look at some of the standings, and early on, you're always like, the Braves, all that talent. They're 5-13 right now. So anyway, getting into baseball a little bit, love watching. I whenever the Yankees are on, they're on somewhere in my house. Like last night, I didn't watch the whole game, but I watched a lot of it because I just make sure that I check in on it. We were watching some other things last night, and I've been watching some. Actually, I've been watching the OJ documentary on Netflix, which is a discussion for another day, maybe, but that is an amazing documentary, American Manhunt, if you haven't seen it. But I was checking in on the Yankees, then I saw, you know, the end of the game and all that. But I just, it's that time of year where it's on and I'll find my way to it because I like watching it. And I know it's not boring for me. It's just, it's something that kind of helps pass the time a little bit. Let's go to Jeff in Cheektowaga, who's chimed in here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Snell. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I can't help but think I've been listening to the show. This is like year five where we're trying to constantly find someone to make Ed Oliver better. But to me, he's the problem. He's either undersized or underperforming, and it seems to be year after year we're trying to find somebody to play next to him to make him better. And it's like they've had 5 years to upgrade that position. So I don't know. I think Bean has let us down in that regard.
It's a good point. No, it's a good point. I think you need more from Ed. There's no doubt. I agree with you. And at times, Jeff, he can be dominant, and he has been at times. I think the thing with Ed has been the consistency or the inconsistency, right, more than anything, because at times he can be a dominant player. He is definitely better with a player paired next to him. And I have no problem with that, but I still need him to be better when he doesn't necessarily have that player. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. It seems to dominate their strategy in the off season every year, trying to find somebody, and it affects the draft. It has like a trickle down effect. That's like, upgrade Ed Oliver. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I get it. Let me look at, thanks Jeff for the phone call. If you're looking at his contract for Ed Oliver, you know, he signed an extension a couple of years ago. He's under contract through 2027. So he's got 3 more years left. I mean, they're not moving on from Ed Oliver. If they were to do that, like, now, after June 1st even, you're still taking on $10.3 million in dead cap. Now, next year, you designated a post-June 1 cut, like you do that in April next year, say he's post-June 1, you're still taking on $9 million dead, but you're saving $14.9 million. But you would have to take $9.2 million in dead cap for 2 straight years. I still don't think that's something they want to do. And a pre-June 1 cut would be a massive cap hit next year. So you're having it. Ed Oliver's on this team for a couple more years. And I don't disagree with what you said, Jeff. I do agree with that in principle, which is instead of saying all the time, we got to find somebody to help Ed, how about Ed just plays better, right? Because we've seen the flashes. He can be dominant at times. It just wasn't there enough last year. It reminds me of this same conversation with Owen Power. What did Paul say when he came on at 10:30 this morning? They've been searching to find a good defensive pair for Owen Power. Well, I need Owen Power to be better. I need him to be the anchor. Okay, I'll even say it this way. And we all, it's not that it's hard to figure out what we're saying, but great example is Mike North on the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast, who talks about the schedule. He used to say, and he said that it used to be where the Bills would get a couple primetime games a year as kind of the second team to whatever team was the anchor to draw eyes. Now the Bills are the anchor. Like, it shifted. The Bills used to be, let's find a team to put the Bills with that, you know, we can put them with because the Bills aren't going to draw a lot of eyeballs. Oh, there's the Patriots primetime. Do it there. The Cowboys, right? Now it doesn't matter. The Bills are that team. We can put anybody with them. I need that to be Owen Power. I need that to be Ed Oliver. Good call, Jeff. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll wrap up your Thursday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Still have a question out there on Twitter that I can get to some answers that you chimed in on at Sal Sports. The question I asked to start the show was, is there a player in the draft that you've warmed up on and or cooled off on as this process has gone on? The draft is 1 week from tonight. Tonight, it's the Sabres, their final home game, their final game of the 2024-25 season, another season of missed playoffs. They play the Philadelphia Flyers tonight, pregame at 6:00. Puck drops at 7:00. We got that going on tonight. We got Sabres Live coming up at noon today. But in the meantime, one final segment here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show when we come back.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet.
Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.